But next, another winner. Ebony Wallen is from Dalyellup College near Bunbury in Western Australia. She's 14 and came runner-up in the Bragg Awards for science writing. Here's her piece.
Planet Earth is being covered in plastic. Plastic is incredibly durable, thought not to be biodegradable, and immune to anything nature can throw at it. But nobody had considered the caterpillars. Dr. Federica Bertaccini, a Spanish biologist, discovered an extraordinary ability of the waxworm caterpillar entirely by accident. Dr. Bertaccini is an amateur beekeeper. Waxworm caterpillars had been eating the beeswax from her beehive, so she placed the caterpillars in a plastic bag. Amazingly, within an hour, the polyethylene bag was riddled with holes. Dr. Bertaccini and a few colleagues called to the scene investigated and found ethylene glycol, a component of polyethylene plastic, PET, in the caterpillar's guts. This confirmed that these caterpillars are able to digest the plastic and that a waxworm caterpillar's digestive system can also chemically transform the plastic into ethylene glycol, a highly useful substance found in items such as antifreeze. But how is this possible? It may be that the waxworms can digest the polyethylene plastic due to similarities in the chemical structure of the plastic and beeswax they eat. Beeswax is composed of many compounds with a variety of different chemical bonds, the most common being the carbon-carbon single bond, which is also found in polyethylene plastic. As Dr. Bertaccini notes, wax is a polymer, a sort of natural plastic, and has a chemical structure not dissimilar to polyethylene. The reason for waxworm caterpillars' ability to biodegrade polyethylene plastic is likely to lie in the bacterial species in their gut. Two bacterial strains capable of digesting the plastic have already been found. Dr. Bertaccini and her colleagues are continuing to explore the molecular details of the degradation process of not only plastic, but beeswax as well. By discovering precisely how the digestive system of the caterpillars biodegrade polyethylene plastic, they intend to replicate the process using biotechnology and use it in the war on plastic. We are planning to implement this finding and use it in a viable way to get rid of plastic waste, working towards a solution to save our oceans, rivers, and all the environment from the unavoidable consequences of plastic accumulation, says Dr. Bertaccini. This new research into how the waxworm caterpillars can digest polyethylene plastic has profound implications for addressing the problem of plastic contamination. The war against plastic is becoming more difficult by the day, and the need for efficient solutions is now urgent. Plastic's durability is what makes it so useful to humans and so potent to nature. This durability usually ensures it does not biodegrade. Rather, it continually photodegrades, meaning it breaks into smaller pieces known as nurdles. Plastic often ends up in the oceans. The plastic debris poisons or starves animals which encounter it by entanglement or consumption. The discovery that a common caterpillar can eat polyethylene, one of the world's most durable plastics, and the technology that could be created as a result is so very important. The discovery of the waxworm caterpillar's ability to digest polyethylene marks the beginning of a new era in the fight against plastic. As researchers uncover the precise process that enables the caterpillars to biodegrade the plastic, they move closer to adapting the process into a biotechnical solution for plastic waste. However, Dr. Bertaccini rightly reminds us, we should not feel justified to dump polyethylene deliberately in our environment just because we now know how to biodegrade it. This story of waxworm caterpillars and a bag riddled with holes might have remained unremarkable. But this beekeeper's mishap in the garden, combined with her scientific mind, has turned an ordinary event into an extraordinary discovery. We are now closer than ever before to combating plastic waste, and it's all thanks to some very hungry caterpillars.
And a 14-year-old science writer from the south of Perth who was smart enough to spot the story and follow it up. Ebony Wallen from Dalyellup College near Bunbury. And don't miss the next instalment of The War on Wastes this weekend on ABC Television.